Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I am your host, Chief Zulu. I'll reduce my volume down a little bit. Yes, I'm your host, Chief Zulu. We will have an explosive show today. I'm just going to let the spirits, the ancestors, come through me to give you this important message. I know a few of you guys have requested that I come back and be able to speak on this, but I'm going to just going to give you some important information that's going to help everyone out. So forgive me if I'm a little startled, but I'm just trying to get prepared here. So I'm just going to get right to it. So there's a number of things that's going on in the world today. Some things that are explainable, some things that's not explainable. So I'm just going to bring it down, give it to you straight. What you see in this world right now is a change of reality. There's an underlying reality that we're going into, we're phasing into. There are some things that a lot of the American people took for granted. And there's some things that the American people hadn't known about it, they had questions about it, but just couldn't quite put their finger on it because they just don't know where to go. But I can tell you that what you're accustomed to today is changing. You know, for example, your social media, the news that you receive is changing. I can tell you firsthand that all media that you know of, whether it be Fox, WSA, CNN, MSNBC, all those mainstream channels are all false. You will not get the true information. They never will give you the true information. Their job is to provide you the lies so that you can believe them. But I can tell you that there's other alternative social media sites out there that you can get the information from, but you will not receive them from Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google, or any of those other, like TikTok and so forth. Those are all falsehoods, and they will be dismantled in time. It may happen soon. The time is pretty much unknown at this point, but let's just say that it will go in. A lot of those CEOs that run those social media sites are all operated and owned by CIA, Central Intelligence, and other intelligence that is not part of the United States. Just to give you a heads up, if you have these social media accounts, your best recommendation is to start looking for other alternatives because it is going to be disconnected real soon. And I'm going to tell you why. Some of your other social media sites like Date.com, Instagram, and a few others, those are social media accounts that you probably want to sign up for, because they will give you the real news and give you the real deal and allow you to speak your mind without having to be, you know, persecuted or taken off because you said the wrong thing. So freedom of speech is definitely practiced in those social media platforms, and I encourage you guys to start looking for other platforms. That's on the emergency broadcast system will soon happen shortly. The moment you guys get this emergency broadcast, you know that that is your clear warning that things are about to change. There's things that the U.S. military intelligence will not notify the American people of because there are also their adversaries listening on their conversations, but I can tell you that the Mercy broadcast system will happen shortly on your cell phone, so be on the lookout. If you have gotten your updates on cell phones and so forth, it's probably best for you guys to start, prevent any kind of updates to your cell phones, because the cell phone companies are aware of this emergency broadcast, and what they'll do is try their best to prevent you from getting that that signal. That will happen. That will occur sometime this year. You guys have been taking notice of the vote that has been going on. These recounts and the talk about, why Trump is fighting and this and that. Well, let me just tell you this. What's happening in Maricopa County in Arizona is a very big thing. They have found ballots that were false. A lot of these ballots are false because they don't have the actual stamps with them. Some are not voted correctly. And just to let you know, these ballots are originally sent to military personnel, diplomats, to vote from overseas. It was never intended for people to vote while they're at home. Obviously, the COVID-19 crisis had occurred and had made this happen, that forced people to stay home and vote. Therefore, these individuals, the powers that be, are out there to try to cheat their way in. So what I can tell you right now, that Joe Biden is the illegitimate president. As a matter of fact, he is not the Joe Biden that most people know about. He is a fake Joe Biden, and we have an imposter who is in office as we speak. That's where in this country. I'm telling you right now, this is not the Joe Biden that you think. This is a different Joe Biden. If you don't believe me, look at the before and after pictures on the internet and do your own homework. But I will tell you that Joe Biden is not who you think he is. Kamala Harris is also a fake. There's evidence that she is not who she claims to be, actually a man as well. She's a transsexual individual, an entity. I encourage you to do your homework, and you will realize who this person is. I can give you the person's name, but if you guys want to do the work, I suggest you go out there and do your history, your own homework about who Kamala Harris really is. But she's not who she says she is as well. So you have imposters running this country. The real true president right now is Donald Trump. He's currently allowing this so-called fake to run the presidency, because the only way you guys will really understand what's happening in this country is you have to see it for yourself. You won't, a lot of people have this mentality that they have to see it to believe it. Well, you do see it, and you can't believe that the fact that he's not running this country the way he's supposed to. In fact, he's in coerced with a lot of these governors, state governors, nationwide, that's committing crime, fraud, and all kinds of Ponzi schemes in this country. They will be caught. In fact, there are five governors that are in the radar, one being in Michigan, one being in New York, one in Georgia, one in Minnesota, and the other one, I believe, I forgot the other governor. But I can tell you right now, things are about to hit the fan, and I just wanted you to know firsthand. This COVID crisis, please understand that the COVID crisis is not something that nature creates. Why would God, Allah, create a virus to kill you all? This is man-driven. The virus came from, which is a biological virus that was created in Wuhan, China. This virus was actually carried over to the United States with some of these fake intelligence agencies like the FBI and the CIA was aware of this. They carried them in their suitcases, and they made it airborne, which you see today as chemtrails. If you do see a chemtrail or anything like that, know that there's chemicals within that that is out to kill you. They will do certain things. So if you're not prepared, if your body's not prepared to fight off these biological agents, then you may find yourself in the hospital fighting for your life. Mask has not worked. There's bacteria. There is different kinds of, let's just say, germs or any kind of, I'll just say agents within the mask themselves that causes certain viruses within your body. And mind you, you're breathing your own carbon monoxide, and you were made, your human self was created to breathe in through your nostrils and release it, that carbon monoxide, so you can actually feed the plants or trees. The trees are helping you to breathe as well. And what they're doing is trying to cut you off from nature. So that's vital that you guys are aware of it. You may need to do your homework and research on that. There is a woman who is, she's offering the hydrochloroquine as a cure to COVID. I believe her name is Dr. Stella Emanuel. I will urge you to go to their website online. Just type up hydrochloroquine. She's offering it through her site. You consult with her. I think you pay about $60 to consult, and then you have to pay the money to get the hydrochloroquine shipped to your home and so forth. But she is helping now. Just like her, many other doctors want to help. Some are told not to say anything. They have a gag order preventing them from releasing the truth to the public. Some are threatened by their jobs and their licenses not to say anything about this cure. But this does, there is evidence, there is tests showing that this hydrochloroquine has actually healed people. But the media is preventing you from actually knowing what's actually happening. And that is actually, they're committing a crime against humanity by not reporting that news. So just to let you know that that's what's happening. The vaccines are very dangerous. You have to know what you put in your body. It's the equivalent of knowing what you eat. If you don't know what you eat, you are what you eat. The vaccines is another biological agent. That's times 10. And what they have put in there is fetus tissue from a baby. They have put certain other chemicals mixed in with those shots. And they also put some sort of chip in there, some sort of AI agent in the shots as well. So when you inject that into your body, what it would do is it actually start doing things within your central nervous system. And if you're one of those people that have underlying issues, it may lead to death, or it could lead to a situation where it may be hard for you to recover because of, this thing that's going, it's working in your body that you are unaware of that this shot is doing to you, and it can pretty much, you pretty much will self-destruct within a matter of 3 years or so. So not to scare anyone who actually took the shot, there are other methods for you to heal yourself from that. But if you're one of those people that have taken a shot, you always know that they are using you as the guinea pig. And that, believe it or not, you are actually venting from your body to make other people around you to be sick that are unvaccinated. So the whole reason why they want people to be vaccinated is so that you be the carriers of this disease so that you can pass it among others who are unvaccinated. And that is the true attack. And you will be considered a zombie because that was the way they created the vaccines. And that's why we have this whole thing about we'll pay your student loans for free if you take it. We'll pay you $1 million. Ohio is giving people $1 million. I don't know where they got the money from, but they're paying $1 million for you to take the shot. But if you value your life and if you value what God has created within you, you wouldn't take the shot. And I'm just going to tell you there's all kinds of information out there. I would be happy to get that to you once, you know, if you need it. But we are all adults here. We all have to do our homework, and you have to do your part in this if you want to survive. I am currently on a program called the Bridge Plus. It's given by it's pretty much introduced by Dr. Phil Valentine. And I will tell you that the Shred 10 diet that I'm on is superb. It's just similar to the keto diet. You basically, you know, back away from eating sweets. You exercise like you normally would exercise. I do 30 minutes of walking 3 days a week as much as I can. I try not to do these 2 mile, 3 mile things. I do what the body does. Sometimes I have cravings, you know, I might, you know, mess around and get a cookie here and there, but there's so much nutrients within the Juice Plus that it's awesome for the body. And I encourage you guys to start reaching out to Dr. Phil and her team to get with this program, because I can't say enough that it actually helps you to become vegan in some ways. I still eat fish. I eat a little bit of chicken. But there's so much nutrients within the Juice Plus that you wonder what kind of food you eat, what you're putting into your bodies. And I just can't say enough that it's just superb. So if anybody out there is trying to lose weight, I highly encourage you to, you know, reach out to Dr. Phil. He has a nice product, and I am a testimony of that. I lost a good 5 pounds. It's been, what, a few weeks now. I can see, you know, you lose weight in different areas of your body and not just your gut. There's plenty of enzymes in there. It's real fruits. You go into Whole Foods today, and most of these fruits you see are seedless. Why would a fruit grow without seeds? I leave it to you to answer that question. So if you eat a fruit that has no seeds, then you're going to get what is coming to you from eating that. And I will tell you that the food is killing you. I noticed that just cutting out gluten alone out of my diet is what made a huge difference for me. Cutting out the sugars, the sweets, you know, as you already know, many of you will get dehydrated if you eat chips, if you eat things with too much salt. Remember, the sodium consumes the hydrogen and oxygen, so that automatically causes you to be dehydrated. And that's something that you have to keep in mind, that when you're eating these kinds of things that are not good, it can lead to underlying causes. And like I said, with this COVID-19 that's going on, and you have that and you're not aware of, it can be a good mix for disaster. So just keep that in mind. So people are wondering about the financial system. Is the U.S. dollar going to be around for long? I can tell you no. The U.S. dollar is on its way out. As a matter of fact, what most people don't know or what they're aware of is there's a system that is being on standby and on the ready and is operated by the military worldwide, and it's called the Quantum Financial System. The Quantum Financial System will come online. It's already came online in some of these countries. If you have noticed that, you know, you've heard that some countries have power outages or you have a drop in cell signals and so forth, but believe it or not, that's just an introduction to have the Quantum Financial System come online on some of these locations. You probably have noticed that the banks are tightening up their wallets. They're starting to buy bitcoins and everything. They're starting to go on crypto. Pay attention, because that is a that's a sign that the dollar is going to break. That means everything is going to fall. Now, you're probably asking, what's going to happen to my money if it's in the account? Well, the good news is Donald Trump, while he was in office, have pretty much got with other world leaders to come together to come up with a better system so that when the crash hits, how, you know, will you lose your investment? The answer is no, you will not lose your investment. They have found a way to mimic whatever accounts that the Americans and the Europeans and the Africans, wherever they had in their accounts, will reflect on this new system. So the good news is you won't lose any of your assets. It's just that what they encourage you to do is get into the good crypto. And what is the good crypto? I'm going to tell you that Bitcoin is not the way to go. Stay away from Bitcoin. As you can see, it was once $56,000. It is now down to $33,000. Bitcoin was used by these deep staters to purchase children from, you know, different locations so they can commit pedophilia. The best crypto to go with right now that I can tell you is called XRP. It's made by Ripple. Right now they're under a lawsuit between the Security Exchange Commission and XRP. And the reason why there's a lawsuit is because XRP is threatening to overtake the market. Here's the reason why. Bitcoin, it takes them almost 2 years to produce one Bitcoin. Ripple takes a matter of seconds. Now, imagine that. All of the carbon footprints that's being used by China to produce one Bitcoin. And here it is, Ripple only takes a few seconds to produce one coin. Right now, they're 80 cents, you know, per coin. Where to go to purchase this, you go to uphold.com or up, you know, various other sites to get one. And I encourage you guys to get as much coins as you can afford, because when the lawsuit is finally done, and it is expected that Ripple will come out of this as a true victor, that coin will automatically flip from 80 cents to now $35,000 a coin. So that means if you have 100 coins, 35,000 times 100 is in the millions, and you're already ahead of the game. So I encourage many of you to start looking into investing into Ripple, XRP. You can go to uphold.com and you can go in the purchase those coins. Now, you probably mentioned pedophilia. That's the last segment of this show. There are many powers that be, your celebrities, Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, all your rappers, Jay-Z, Queen Latifah, all of those major artists, football players, basketball players, all committed atrocities against humans across the world. And that includes soccer, tennis players, the Vatican, anybody you can think of, even in the Islamic society, there was pedophilia that was revealed that was going on underground. And you have to thank our U.S. military along with other military. They have gone from one place to the next destroying every dumb underground tunnels, underground military bases where the maglevs were running. If you know what a maglev is, it's an anti-gravity train that goes from one destination to the next in a matter of minutes. What will take a flight from here to London, which would be 6 hours, a maglev train can get there in 1 hour. And they would do is ship these children back and forth. They would ship them through boats. The incident you probably heard, the last incident that was that you probably were aware of or unaware of, was the ship that was caught in the Egyptian canal. That was actually taken over by the Alliance. The Alliance controlled the ship, caused the ship to be stuck, and the military of the world came together to infiltrate that ship, and they have found children that were alive, at least 1,300 of them, and another 1,200 dead. Now, I will tell you other ways that they can purchase children, but you probably wouldn't believe me. But, you know, places like Amazon is involved. There's a few other sites that I can't think of right off the top of my head. Many places you might be buying a cabinet for $35,000, but it's named behind a child's name. So, like Ashley, but the Ashley is being sold for $35,000. The things that's happening right here at the border that you're hearing right now with the Mexican border, which they're afraid to go down there to check, they're actually shipping children from Mexico, Guatemala, and those other countries into this country. Why? Well, one main reason is to destroy the elections and keep the Democrats in office for times to come, preventing you from having your vote right. This shit is very deep, and I encourage you guys to do your homework. But this pedophilia thing is actually being trampled now. You have to thank the universe for that, because millions upon millions of children were rescued. They have to go through therapy because a lot of them have been underground for so long that they can't take light into their eyes. And you know what happens to that? They die instantly when they come into light. But they are being treated and they are going through therapy. I want to give you some other news sites for you to go and check out if you want to get some more information. You have Before It's News. You have BitChute, that's BitChute.com. You have healthandnews.com. You have Sergeant Report. You have and a few others that I'm unable to mention. I mean, I would say InfoWars, but now a lot of you probably like InfoWars because of Alex Jones and his craziness, but InfoWars.com. Because some of his information is valid. You have RT.com. Stay away from mainstream media. They are all lies. They are programming you to think that this is what's actually happening right now. And by the way, if Joe Biden is a fraud, is he in the White House? No, he's not. He's in a studio located in Los Angeles. It's a soundstage. The White House that you see right now is currently closed, and they are using that for military tribunals to convict the prosecutor. And to add to more interesting news, there are over 200,000 indictments, and one of them has already been released. An FBI director was arrested today for fraud that was going on, and then there's some other things that happened that hasn't been reported. If you'd like more information that you want me to share, things that you haven't heard, I encourage you to check out the page or email me at shockmt@proton.com. This is probably the end of the show. I encourage you to send me what you think, and you guys have a good night.